I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Nugget Talk. Coming up with a head chef and 10 meat and potatoes. First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
We'll jump right in with the birthdays. Ola Macholas, it's my son Benjamin's birthday. He turned 6 years old. No one showed up or even called. Well, we're here, darn it. Don't you worry about that, Benjamin. We got you back. He is the best kid ever, not being biased, hasn't heard the fear of God voice yet. Can I get a little kid fish sandwich, a time to take off the leash, and Coach Ted on why solitary can be a very good thing.
Fish sandwich!
It's time to take off the leash!
Well, solitary is a big word. But listen, Coach knows better than anybody. So you're six, but you know what else? You don't have to count on these other people. You can do what you want. You want ice cream? It's your birthday. Go eat ice cream. You want to drink a Sprite? Go have a Sprite. Do what you want. Solitary. Solitary just sounds like the kid, poor kid's in prison.
I'm not like, dude, he's six.
Right. Like, I get people that are adults. They're like, it's great being single.
You're not in prison.
Do whatever I want.
You can do whatever you want tonight.
Yeah, solitary to a kid, like, gee, that's a big word. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Or he is a really smart kid.
My son and myself would like to give a birthday shout out to our amazing wife and mom, Jennifer. She is the glue that holds the family together and a great mom and wife.
Oh, still don't mind. She's sticky.
Stayed with me for 17
she's
years.
She's a horse.
Could she get a Pat Sajak, a cut that bitch off next collar, and the dirty Germans telling her about what might happen tonight if we can just keep the dogs off the bed? Stay beautiful, bitches. That from the husband and the son, Gage.
She wants a D and she's going to get one.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Yeah, you want to know what might happen tonight if you can keep the dogs off the bed. And this is from the husband and the son, Gage. I tell you what, why don't you have Gage come up with the scenario of mom and dad on her birthday night when they kick the dogs off the bed and close the door and Gage listens on the other side of the door.
Yeah, maybe it's these dogs who sit there and watch the action and take turns taking notes and
if they're German shepherds.
Yeah. Well, so I'll be 11 of them in the room, but guess I'm off the bed. Have some sexy time.
I think they know the smell.
They do. They do, man.
Some dogs are different. Some dogs will sit there and watch. Some dogs want nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some I hope they want jealous. Nothing to do with it.
What's that?
You ever had a jealous dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just sit there and stare at it. I was like, get him out of the room.
Last time I had sex, dog pooped on the stairs.
Oh, no!
You're kidding me.
Out of protest. It was just like, hey, man, we need like 10 minutes where you couldn't be there. That's all in the time. It doesn't mean mugging me.
Ola Macholas, it's my 49th birthday today. You're always part of the birthday celebration. Gentlemen, can I get an owl hitting the window and Coach Ted advising me and my friends on how to best party hardy tonight without the pain tomorrow? I'll take it easy, guys. That from Carla.
I mean, Carla, here's the deal. 49. Everybody in this crowd's over 40s. If you want to party hard, you probably hurt a little bit tomorrow. Now you can do all the standards. Push some water. Get some dinner in you. But hey, it's a birthday celebration. If you really want to go for it, then you just got to pay the piper the next day.
There's nothing you can do to not feel bad tomorrow except postpone the party.
I was going to say, just wait and go out tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, honestly, God, just wait today. You'll be all right, man. Because you're going to hurt. Because, look, it's your birthday. So your friends get in the spirit, you're in the spirit, and every shot sounds like a good idea.
Carla, the best thing you can do is plan for tomorrow morning. So buy some Gatorade so you have that in the morning. You know what I mean? Take some Advil tonight before you go to bed. That'll
keep a bucket next to the bed.
Exactly. Put your foot down so the room stops spinning. Guys, I want to give a birthday shout out to my dad, Justin, in Olympia. Today is his 50th time around the ball of flames we call the sun. Can he get a Kevin Hart damn and a Coach Ted pep talk on entering his 50s? Thanks, guys. P.S. Been listening for over a decade now. Love the show. That from Ryan in Olympia.
Damn. 50s, man. It's the new 30s. That's what everybody's telling me. Get in there, live life, and take that card that one a-hole gave you that says you're over the hill and punch him in the face with it.
Jesus.
Just open it up, punch. Uh-huh.
Guys, oh boy, you know what? I think that that Chaz's wife has started something here. Guys, it's my boyfriend's birthday today. He's 51. His name is Justin. Would you please give him the 21 soundbite birthday wish? He listens to your show every day. Tell him his girlfriend, Becky, loves him the mostest.
All right, here we go.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
One.
You like that? You like
two.
That?
Happy Chinook.
Three.
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Four.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Can I grow up?
Seven.
Joey Chestnut!
Eight. Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, don't. It's important.
Nine.
She got a roof to
ten.
Shut your mouth!
11.
Pain! Yeah.
12.
Let's 12.
Hashtag good advice.
She 13. Wants a D, 14. And she's going to get one.
Snap a picture yourself!
15. 16.
18. So,
19.
Suck it up, cupcake!
Here comes the
20.
Dope pusher!
Please clap. 21, there we go. Very nice, very nice. And finally, guys, it's my dog Terry's 51st birthday today. Can the dirty Germans tell him what his wife Jen is going to do to him with the filthy toys in their hidden toy box? Thanks, guys. That from his buddy Tim.
Yeah, I do not know why your buddy Tim knows about her dirty, dirty toy box. But either way, you know what's going to happen. That double-ended thing, you will be getting one in tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like this is one of those weird things where it's late in the game. And all of a sudden, here comes the manager. And he's like, okay, it's you, it's the catcher. So now it's the pitcher. Pitcher. So now it's the catcher.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yars of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. And one extra email here on yesterday's show. Why did I wait to get help? Ola Bacholas, first off, love the show. Listen every day on the Odyssey app.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's see here. My ex got bit by a brown recluse spider 3 days before our wedding on her finger. Well, she didn't know what it was, tried to ignore it. We got married and went on our honeymoon. 3 days into it, she shows me her finger and says, we got to see a doctor. Well, she didn't have health insurance because we just got married and she had moved from Canada. She was a South African-Canadian, a white, red-headed South African. If you ever see one, run. Anyway, my wife worked for a gynecologist, so we made an appointment with the doctor Mom worked for under my name and insurance. Doctor wouldn't touch it, so made an immediate appointment with a surgeon. He squeezed us in between boob jobs. His words exactly. He takes a look and says, brown recluse bite. We have to cut it out. Gives her a shot and cuts away at her finger till it bleeds. He said he just cuts away the rotten skin till it bleeds. That way he knows it is a live material. I hurt like hell for weeks, and unfortunately, she lived. And I got to deal with 9 more years of living hell. Love the show. Keep it going for us. Take care of that from Kentucky.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room. The Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Now, today we can talk about, I mean, it's just one of the greatest foods ever invented, the chicken nugget.
Oh, absolutely.
Like we were saying, it's mainly for children. Like, as adults, we probably, well, especially in this room, we eat more chicken wings.
Sure, sure.
And I feel like restaurants simply have tenders.
Right.
But, like, anytime there's a nugget around, like, you're going to try one.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
They are good.
They are.
I mean, they really are.
So I'm saying, it's a little piece of chicken that's been fried.
Like, right, that's just, there's your sales pitch.
Okay.
Done. In.
I'm yeah.
In. Oh, then we'll give you sauce.
Yeah, it's like if I steam shrimp,
mm-hmm.
I detail them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you fry shrimp, you eat that tail.
I came in this morning. I stopped at the KFC Taco Bell combo, right?
All right.
And that the box of nuggets and the new chicken sandwiches is tempting me. I'm thinking one day I'm just going to bring like four or five of those bad boys in and a whole box of nuggets for us.
All right.
I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny. KFC, right, they go back and forth. Technically, they have nuggets, but I think they call it popcorn chicken.
Oh, right.
All right, so this is basically, Up Rocks put this out. This is every fast food chain. You want to start at the bottom?
Sure.
There's 15 of them.
All right.
Now, 15. Who do you think has the worst?
Oh, boy.
I don't know, man. Sonic, maybe? I don't know.
Their food's normally pretty good. But you know what? I probably like Arby's.
So, all right. So it's Dairy Queen, but it's specific. It's the rotisserie-style chicken bites.
Rotisserie-style?
Yeah, that's
That's not what I want if I want a small bite of chicken.
It's not, but I get what they're doing there. Like, I guess it's supposed to be a little healthier.
Mm-hmm. It's Dairy Queen.
You're still dipping it in ranch.
I mean, like, you're Dairy Queen, man.
But this shows up a couple times, because, like, Chick-fil-A has a grilled nugget as opposed to a fried nugget.
Mm-hmm. They should have a little cup of, like, ice cream that you can dip the nugget in, you know?
You can dip your nugget in ice
cream. Well, if
you're
Dairy Queen, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've dipped your fries before, right, in a milkshake.
I hate it, yeah.
Really?
And
like
I don't like
that combo, man.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm not big on it either.
I think it's fantastic.
I can see it in your face.
One of the main reasons you want to go to Hine, go to Wendy's.
Yeah. Next on the list, they say Burger King's chicken nuggets. They say get the chicken fries instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had their nuggets, to be honest with you.
You know, I'm not positive I'm... Because for years, I mean, they had like those weird little like tenders almost, chicken tenders.
Yes.
At Burger King, that was their thing. Obviously not a chicken McNugget. And then, yeah, they brought back the chicken fries, and now mm-hmm. they just have nuggets.
Yeah.
But I also think... I'm not shocked Burger King's a little lower on the list because their nugget game basically is like, just come in and eat them.
Yeah.
It was $3. We'll give you all of them.
I worked the nugget drawer at BKU's.
You worked the nugget drawer?
I did not.
I worked the strip drawer.
Right. There you go.
And there was a fish sandwich. The Big Whaler was called back then.
It's not still around, is it?
The Big Whaler. I think they changed the name once they figured out that they made it with real whale meat.
Back in the day.
Next on the list, they say Arby's premium nuggets. Now, listen. You go to Arby's or Dairy Queen. Their nuggets aren't getting ranked high, but I'm pretty sure they both have very good chicken tenders.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Again, this list is just nuggets. All right? Just nugs. Chick-fil-A, grilled nuggets.
Again, just back to the fact that it's grilled, so it's not going to have the flavor
exactly
as a
what
breaded
it is.
Nugget.
Sonic shows up on here. The 12th, they said the jumbo popcorn chicken.
I have yet to go to a Sonic.
Really?
Never been.
Sonic!
But every time I've gone, the place looks packed. Or I've driven by one.
Right. You know? And they just have everything you want.
That's it.
And right? I will say, for whatever reason, I might like their tots as the best.
See, I would go there to get, same reason you go to Arby's. Like, I want the roast beef sandwich, because you can't get it anywhere else for the most part.
All right.
So same thing with Sonic. I think if I went there, I'd have to get the hot dogs, because they actually have hot dogs.
I've never had their hot dogs.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. They serve stuff on, like, Texas toast. That's why I always get.
Ooh, that's hard to beat.
Sonic is definitely one of those places, too, where it's got such a big menu, you're like, Carl's Jr. pops on the list at 11 for their chicken stars. I will say this. Outside of children, generally, if your nugget is shaped in a star or an animal, it's just not as good.
Right.
Now, look, I'll eat dino nuggets because we have them. But, yeah, I'd rather...
I think they're surprisingly better than I thought they were going to be.
When we did the
air fryer
still
thing?
Not, yeah.
But they're still not, like... I'm just saying, as a rule of thumb for me, if your chicken is shaped, you don't want it that way.
Isn't there something really cool, though, about biting the head off a dinosaur?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of part of the whole experience.
I like that you have a full nugget experience when you...
Yeah. Sure. I always bite off the head first.
All right, now we get to the top 10. Number 10 is Rally's and their chicken bites.
Never had them?
Yeah, it's Rally's like Checkers.
They're the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
All right.
So Rally's and Checkers are the same thing, which, honestly, I still say some of the best fries in the game.
Okay.
Seasoned fry. And then Burger King, the chicken fries show up. So they're like, hey,
right.
Burger King, not the best nuggets. Get the chicken fries.
All right. Still not the best, but better than...
Wendy's shows up, 8 on the list, just for their chicken nuggets, non-spicy.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Wendy's actually, I really like their nuggets. And same thing. When they got into the nugget game, they were like five for a dollar or something. Every time I used to take a road trip, that was like my standard thing.
I've never had a Wendy's nugget.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those, well, I mean, much bigger days. But like, you get a couple burgers, you just throw in an order of nuggets.
Just a side nugget.
Just to have. Yeah. But I also like nuggets for driving. No dip sauces because you're driving. But you just have a bag of nuggets. You just reach over, get one going.
Nothing says hitting the highway like a bag of nuggets.
I'm telling you, that's what I used to do when I lived on the East Coast. If I was going to go visit buddies at their college or whatever, I'd always stop at the Wendy's, get a couple orders of nuggets, mm-hmm.
hit the road.
Next on the list at seventh spot, you have Jack in the Box with their chicken nuggets.
I've gotten their chicken sandwich before. Never got their nuggets.
How is it?
They're original. I'm sure they've changed it to compete with the chicken sandwich that we now know, but they're just plain old chicken sandwiches. Great.
Next on the list is a newcomer to the game, Popeyes and their chicken nuggets. Now, I will say, they had nuggets. They got rid of them for a while. Now they're back. I mean, it's Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be good.
They do chicken.
KFC right above them with their popcorn nuggets.
So that's what I should bring in. It's the popcorn nuggets.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't think they had, like, I didn't even know they called them nuggets, but I think it's just popcorn chicken or whatever. Like, okay. I'm not sure they have just like a nugget as we're thinking of it. Shake Shack, they got the chicken bites. Chick and bites.
Got it. See what they did there.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure I've been to a Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. There's one on Westlake, is there not? Is that the one I'm thinking of? Yeah, I believe there is.
There's one not that far from here.
There's one in U Village.
All right. Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Pretty sure there's one down by the Whole Foods.
Let's see. After that, you have the OG on the list. Number three is McDonald's with the chicken nuggets.
All right.
I'm glad they're up there.
I would also remind everybody, like, the kids today don't know the struggle. Like, it used to be, like, weird dark meat in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they only had the all-white ones at Christmas. Now it's all premium white meat.
Is that right?
It
still tastes good.
I like dark meat if I'm eating actual chicken. But when it comes to a nugget.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how to explain that, but it's different. Next on the list, number two, you have Wendy's with the spicy nuggets.
Ah, there you go. Okay. The spice.
People love those nuggets.
Didn't they just bring them back? I mean, what's that, like, customer demand thing?
I never get them.
Didn't a rapper, like, say, like, where's the damn spicy nuggets? And Wendy's was like, okay.
Something like that. Yeah, and then I want to say Dak Prescott got caught, like, when he was mic'd up once, being like, all right, after the game, let's go get spicy nuggets.
Okay.
And then number one on the list, which I got to agree with. Chick-fil-A and their nuggets.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. They must hand dip those because they're all different shapes and sizes. And
there's no way they can be doing that every day. I've said for years, it tastes like somebody's just ripping off hunks of chicken.
And some of the best sauces. Chick-fil-A's got great sauce too.
They do. But I mean, if I'm eating like just nuggets, I'm going to McDonald's, get a 20 piece and sweet and sour.
Hit the highway. Okay. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, if you need a laugh, there's a video making the rounds from the Moon Festival in China, where the moon escaped and staff had to chase it down.
Did you see a picture of this?
I did. So this moon is probably, what, 10 feet tall? Maybe 12?
Yeah.
And I don't know how. I think it was just the wind carried the doggone thing away. So all there is a still shot of staff members chasing this massive bowling ball rolling down the street away from this Moon Festival.
Yeah. It's going to present
problems. That's cool.
It's great. A new highlight in the insect world are vegetarian ants with, quote, steak knives for teeth.
Hmm. What's that now?
Well, as long as they're vegetarian.
Exactly. You know, just,
why do they need those sharp teeth? Get through plant?
Man, yeah, mm-hmm. Well, yeah. At that size, leaves are tough.
Well, all right. What they do, you see, is the ants chew on grass. They don't eat the grass, but they cut the grass into pieces. Then they carry it back to their nest.
Cut my grass into pieces. Yeah.
Then they take it to the bottom where all the colony is.
Right.
And then that grass forms a fungus. And then they feed off of the fungus. So the teeth help cut down of the heavier vegetation, you see. I learned all this off of David Attenborough the other night when I was stoned sitting on the couch. Why am I watching insects?
Your mind was blown, wasn't
it? Golly, 2 hours, yeah.
You know what? That's fair. I guess I never actually thought about why they're carrying leaves back to the colony. It's like, why just eat it there? Because why are you carrying it back?
They basically, the fungus is, you know, that's what they live on.
So they're just getting high on shrooms in there?
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, it's not really a toxic fungus.
You don't know that.
It's their food source.
Yeah, bro, it is. Keep telling
yourself
that,
man. So why don't
they
go after mushrooms then?
I'm not sure.
Like,
I didn't, you know, they only show you so much.
I know.
They don't want to pull the curtain on their whole lifestyle.
They, you know, they don't have a sit down with the ant colony and try to figure out what they got
after
going
that,
on.
After that, they were on the moths, Mike.
Oh, I see.
They had a brief period of time to describe it all.
So what do moths eat besides, you know, my shirts?
Moths?
Yeah.
Oddly enough, my kid asked me this the other night because there was a moth up on the ceiling. He did not like the moth.
Do you say little kids?
Nah, I said, man, they eat clothes. I don't know.
They do.
They're just on the ceiling doing nothing.
I'm they eat sweaters.
I don't know how they survived before closeted clothes.
Before linen?
Yes.
You're good.
Goodness gracious. A new highlight in the... Apparently, restaurants are dealing with a styrofoam shortage.
Well, good.
Right. We're kind of trying to cycle that out.
I didn't know that still existed.
It's like,
except for you're buying like one of those, you know, you get your steaks delivered and they do it in one of those coolers because they've got the dry ice in it. That's the last time I've really seen
it. It's styrofoam. Like a paint company said, man, we're having a lead shortage. Like, good. Mm-hmm. Good,
can we up the speed on finding a good alternative to the styrofoam? Because I keep getting that compostable little container, and that thing
disintegrates.
It soaks through almost instantly.
I'm just not sure what you're supposed to do with the styrofoam. It's like they're giving you something, and I'm not sure how to dispose of it.
It's
like, do I just keep this? Is it mine forever now?
Thank you. I shall put this in my cupboard.
You know, it would be a good idea. Honestly, God, like, you should send it all to Amazon. Like, if you insist on sending me those goddamn styrofoam peanuts, it should be like this package back up. We leave them on the front porch. We deliver them this package. Grab your goddamn peanuts and take them back.
Well, like, and I understand it's used, like, when you buy a big-ass TV, right? And you open up the box and it's all compacted.
I get it.
I'm just not sure what to do with the styrofoam.
Right. Put it in the trash. Get a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what do I do with it?
Right. Bag it up. Then put it in the trash.
Is that? Well, I do. I mean, yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Got my TV and Kung Pao chicken.
All my batteries and old paint.
New study says the cure for COVID may come from where it all began. Bats. Apparently their immune system is a lot better than ours, and they're able to kill the virus without ever contracting it, or they don't.
Is it better, or is it just it doesn't affect them the same way it does us?
I think it's
more. It doesn't affect them.
Yeah, right. I did read what it was, but
they also say, like,
that I wrote.
Sharks don't get cancer. And you're like, well, good for sharks. But they're not, it doesn't really help us do anything about it.
Yeah, they also don't breathe air.
Right.
It didn't come from a pangolin or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It was the pangolin, wasn't it? Because South Park made fun of it, and then bam, it was.
Right. Yeah. Fucking
over. Jellyfish don't get Alzheimer's. We're going to try to figure out how. Sherwin-Williams has revealed their 2022 Color of the Year.
Oh,
are you guys ready for this?
Oh, man.
It is here.
You should have said that.
It is time.
Finally. I've been waiting.
Now, wait. Because in the world of paint colors, you know, it's never just like yellow. It's, you know.
Oh, you got it. You're absolutely right.
Goat urine or something like that.
I still don't even know what color this is. Are you ready for this?
Give us the name. We'll see if we can guess the color.
2022's Color of the Year. Evergreen Fog.
Evergreen. I'm going to say light
evergreen
green.
Fog.
They could just honestly write Prince album.
It's a gray.
It is a gray.
Okay.
It's a gray.
With a light little hazy green in there?
It's kind of more,
Like, as a guy,
like a New England,
you call it gray.
Right.
If you're talking to your wife, she will in fact call it evergreen fog.
Right.
Because somehow they know. By the way, I read this. You wonder how they come up with paint names. They don't. They already have a list of names. Right? So they have a group that just comes up with names. They do the best they can to come up with stuff that sounds natural. And then every once in a while, whether it's Bear or Sherman Williams, when they come up with a new paint hue, they try to find the name that they think best matches.
Did you see that commercial for the new Bear paint? Just like one coat, that's it.
Smarter. Yeah, I've seen it. No, sure.
Makes me want to paint something.
Yeah.
Well, does. They want you to want to paint something.
Maybe I should do a bathroom or something. I don't know.
You know, I like that one where they're just like throwing wine on it.
Oh, yeah,
one
just,
that's it. Throwing that's the wine. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I should paint something.
Why is it on their list of names they can never find a name that truly describes what you've got going on? Because if we did it in here with Evergreen Fog, it's going to be a gray-ish is what you could kind
because
of
you
guess
said
it was
fog.
Be. Right.
And you said, and I get that, but stuff when it's like, I don't know, like morning champion. Like, what in the right. F is that? I've always argued that they should take paint names and switch them with drink names if you want to get guys interested in coming.
There you go.
Like, I'll take an Evergreen Fog. What's in an Evergreen Fog?
Don't care. But the, probably gin, right?
Probably dry ice,
it's
going
to taste like mint.
But the flip side, do you care what color I'm going to paint your living room if I say, dude, I'm going to paint it a buttery nipple?
Exactly.
I'm going to paint it red-headed slut. Yeah. I'm going to paint your bathroom sex on the beach. You'd be like, I'm thinking,
I'm thinking AMF in here.
Yeah, like, I don't care. That's great.
This room would look good as a red-headed slut.
That's what I mean. Right. I'd be like, okay, go ahead, paint it, babe.
We're going to put in some Moscow Mule lines in here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good little copper tone, right? You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Little mint, too. Bam. According to a leaked memo, the CEO of Apple said that employees who leak memos do not belong at Apple.
I like that.
That is not a late night joke. That is an actual thing.
Mm. You know what's funny about that, though? What company says it's cool if you leak memos?
Right.
And you know what, guys? You
I cannot think of a company I can work for where they send an internal
Please
email.
Please tell everyone our
you
secret
leak
recipe.
It to the media. I don't know any company. They go, oh, it's cool.
Give it away.
Right, we call it a press release.
Yeah,
right.
Somebody here, I like this, says Evergreen Fog sounds like a weed strain. You are 100% correct, dude. Evergreen Fog.
Or like some kind of jug band out of, Evergreen.
Right,
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Evergreen Fog.
Thank y'all for coming out here. Glad to have you.
We're a weed strain, we're a band, we're also a paint color.
They just have a drummer, a bassist, and a singer.
Thank you for coming to this strip mall parking lot. We have hot dogs.
They're on the roller out
back. Yeah. Kids, get your face painted. Shut up.
In a new poll, 17% of people have admitted to complaining about someone over text that they accidentally sent to that person.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know I've done it on email, but not on text.
I've sent text to the wrong people, but I wasn't complaining about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my bad.
You ever hit the reply all?
Yeah. We've been telling you to.
I've done it once, and it was not by accident. It's just
sometimes
one of those
with text,
things.
It's tough, though, because you have people that, like, their letters start the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or you've been texting the person you're making fun of, and you just don't scroll down far enough and just hit reply. Yeah.
Do you guys do this? If I'm texting something completely heinous, like, this is going to hurt somebody's feelings,
right.
I, like, triple-check the name before I send it. I will stare at it.
Before I send a really nasty something.
That's right.
I will say this.
Gotta check.
As I'm going through my mental Rolodex here, there's no one in my contacts who I don't like.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one in my contacts that I would speak so disparagingly of that if they got. I mean, I might say this dumbass is late again, but they know it's them because they're late. But
if I got your phone number, that means you can hook me up with something.
Now, I do have two phone numbers that are no and no number one. And they've been in there for like 12 years. I don't remember who they are. But every once in a while, I'll see my phone. It just says no. That means whoever that is, I don't want to talk to them.
No.
Exactly.
I definitely have some. Because I just haven't deleted them out of there.
Right, so it just says no. But the thing is,
or they're just like old friends that I don't care for, but like,
but it's important
still
to keep
in
them
my contact.
In there, because if I accidentally answer the phone and it's whoever the hell it is who I don't want to talk to anymore, like, oh God, I don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. So at least no. Although, Miles, you know, you talked about, you have not sent a text to the wrong person where you're saying something awful. Mm-hmm. You did answer the phone. What's up, Jabba?
Oh, yeah.
Because
you
had her.
I'll find another way to F it up. Trust me, just not that way.
Our friends at BuzzFeed put together a list of movie and TV characters who were originally meant to be bad guys. Or at least up to no good.
Okay.
Do you guys know of any just off the top of your mind, just
supposed
random
to be a bad guy?
Memory?
I don't know, man.
People that were written wrong. You do know number 7, though, Pinocchio.
You remember, supposed to be bad?
Remember what originally happened in Pinocchio when it came to Jiminy Cricket?
Wasn't that?
Oh, that's right. He killed the cricket, told him something, and they smashed him.
What you see as Pinocchio isn't what really happened.
That wasn't what was written.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it says in the original story, Pinocchio, he murdered Jiminy Cricket in cold blood and is executed in the end.
What, did he just step on him? Jesus. He's a bug in your house.
How do you execute wood?
Burn it.
Or he's a real boy.
Do you know
now.
Anyone who likes Burn the it. Idea of having a cricket in their house? Do you know how agitating that is? That's right below a smoke detector battery.
But the difference is...
He's personable and he's talking.
Yeah, he's a cricket. He's loud as hell.
Look, I kill every spider in my home. This is my home. If one of those spiders starts chat with me, I'm not going to smash it like Pinocchio did Jiminy Cricket.
Now, you got Charlotte's Web up there and she's writing you messages. It's like, all right, what up, Charlotte?
No offense. And I mean this honestly, man. Cricket's in my house, and the cricket starts talking to me, and he's saying all the right things. I'm definitely killing that cricket. Because something, like, I know that we understand talking crickets to be Jiminy, but I want you to imagine you get home from work, there's a cricket on the coffee table, right? And, like, you're going to grab a shoe and hit it, and it says, excuse me, Bob, you are definitely dead. I can't, see, my brain, can. If I walk home and there's a spider... That has spelled a message to me. I'm burning the freaking house down. Like, I don't... I'm sure they're nice.
Oh, I'm getting knowledge from the spider.
I go the opposite because Jiminy Cricket was a conscience, and I know that he's just going to sit there and follow me around the house just taking down all the bad decisions that I make. When it was Pinocchio, like, there was some serious stuff that he was like, hey, you don't want to do this. I'm afraid that if Jiminy Cricket's in my house, you're going to be like, another shot?
That's what I was thinking. He'd be like, another beer?
You know, maybe it's
You have work tomorrow. Like, shut up, Cricket.
If I need someone to tell me what I'm doing wrong, I'm married.
You don't need to watch all 7 hours.
I don't need the
hours.
Cricket, too.
Number 6, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Apparently, Spike on that show wasn't supposed to last more than 5 episodes or die a heroic death.
He was, what, like one of the bad dudes on there that she liked or something?
I did not
I thought
watch
Spike
the show.
Was the guy that helped her and, like, taught her. It's like, hey, Buffy, you're a vampire slayer. Go get to work.
Boom. Number 5, Steve Harrington on Stranger Things. He was going to be, quote, a giant D-bag and was supposed to die at the end of the first season.
I did read that, but everyone ended up liking him.
Right.
Which is funny, because now, well, I can't say his career took off, but he's the dude who's in all of the Doritos commercial. Like, it's the horror movie kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I think
and he's going crazy. That. Yeah. That's that guy.
I think he's the guy who lost all that weight recently, and they asked him, how'd you do it? And he was like... I stopped eating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Movie and TV characters who were originally meant to be bad. Number 4, Woody in Toy Story was originally evil.
Really?
Tell me more.
Think about it. He pushed Buzz out of a window.
All right,
that's fair.
It was
that's
a vindictive
fair.
Toy who didn't want to be replaced. So.
Damn.
He kind of was, even without being the evil
I mean,
character.
He had a moment of weakness, sure. Yeah. But I'm just picturing, like, Woody being a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. The show Bob's Burgers. The Belcher family on Bob's Burgers were originally pitched to be, quote, cannibals who served punny burgers made of human flesh.
Wow. The whole family?
Yeah.
So Bob's Burgers was serving human meat?
Yeah. You ever seen those names?
Well, that's taken it to a different level.
That's part of the fun of watching Bob Burgers. Just looking at that chalkboard that he's got above the grill, because he's always got a great name. I can't think of any on top of mind, but they're fantastic.
He does it all. It's very subtle. I saw a thing on BuzzFeed a couple years ago or a year ago where somebody tried to make those burgers.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I like the idea of them being cannibals.
Right? John Hammond in Jurassic Park. He was the old guy that put the park together. He's based on a character from the novel, except that version of John is sinister and evil and ultimately gets eaten by the dinosaurs.
Oh.
So this sweet old man who just loves life and life will find him. That was
Jeff Goldblum.
That was Jeff Goldblum's thing, yeah. Spare no expense. That was
I think
line.
If a dinosaur ate Jeff Goldblum, it would get stoned. I can feel Samuel Jackson's character was eaten at the end. You know his last words like, mother.
Yeah, we didn't get to see that scene. And this is the number 1 movie and or TV character that was originally meant to be bad. You'll like this, Mr. Hill. From the movie Frozen, Elsa was actually going to be an evil queen with an army of snow beasts, more like the Hans Christian Andersen story, The Snow Queen.
Then I wouldn't feel as bad when I mumbled under my breath, I hate this bitch. It would have been more justified.
A woman in Knoxville's in custody after one really bad night, and I'll give you all the details 1 hour from now.
All right, thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.